reciting the Tarawih Salat, the 10th Farah was recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences mentioning that whatever amount of booty, which is jihad, was being discussed, so whatever booty is given out, this lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much must be given to people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this explaining the whole detail of this year, exactly who must be given, how much amount they must be given. And when a person will follow this monetary distribution according to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come. This is not only for jihad, but throughout our life, inheritance also, if a person distributes his money correctly, Allah's help and assistance will come. And Allah ta'ala says that if you will follow my commands, my help and assistance will come. Even in great difficulties like the battles, what difficult conditions the Muslims went under, and the Muslims were vastly inferior with regards to numbers, weapons, but then Allah Ta'ala's help came to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here the battle of Badr, how Allah's help and assistance came to the Muslims. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain principles that the Muslim Ummah must follow. They will abide by these principles, then they will always be victorious. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha laqitum fi'atan, when you will meet an army to fight, fasbutu, number one, be steadfast. How will a person be steadfast? Wathkurullaha kathiran. You must make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance. This will help people to be steadfast on their feet. And then follow Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not start fighting amongst yourselves. Follow the Amir. Whatever the Amir says, follow. Have unity amongst yourselves. Once a person starts fighting and they have starts arguments among themselves, then all the power and strength will go away. And then Allah ta'ala says, wasbiru, and you must have sabr on the battlefield. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah is with those people who have got the quality of sabr. This is on the battlefield against the enemies. Similarly, on the battlefield against shaitan and nafs, every single day of his life, a person's life, he is facing them. A person must be steadfast against them. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not have unnecessary things, worldly benefits, which a person starts fighting and arguing. Otherwise, the person's strength will go away. Even in deen matters, to argue and to fight with one another, this completely destroys a person's deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Halika, it shaves off a person's deen. If a person wants to fight regarding matters of deen, leave the person. Say, Assalamu alaikum, and leave the person, go away. This will cause great harm to a person's deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not be like those people who came out from their houses, bataran wa riyaan, out of pride and arrogance, and for show, to show people. As the ulama have mentioned, that when a person doesn't make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't remember Allah, then his qualities will come into a person, riyah, and pride and arrogance, preventing people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan will come to a people, and he will tell them that you people will be successful, the disbelievers. But eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give victory to the Muslim people who have got these sifat and qualities within themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the munafiqin, the hypocrites, who haven't got true iman in their hearts, they say, gharraha wala'i deenuhum. The Muslim people are so weak, so small, their deen has deceived them. They think they're going to get success in life. Remember, you have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will help and assist you. Allah will bring alive deen in the whole world. And the kuffar and disbelievers at the time of death, they will see exactly what will happen. Al-malaikatu yadribuna wujuhahum adbarahum. On the battlefield also, the angels will be hitting their faces and hitting their backs and punishing them. Wadhuku adhab al-hariq, and telling them, taste the punishment of the fire because of the evils which you had sent forward. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's system is such, بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُمُ غَيْرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. If Allah has given any nation any bounty, any favor, Allah has given them peace of mind, Allah has given them security, Allah has given them wealth. But when they will go against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they change the qualities within themselves, they choose kufr and disbelief, and they are not prepared to accept the commands of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala snatches that ni'mat and bounty away, and then people are completely destroyed. And Allah gives the example of Fir'aun and his people, how eventually they were destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the whole Muslim ummah that the battle of Badr, it was a sudden matter. But for the future, the Muslims must be prepared, ready to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against their enemies. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ. Allah ta'ala says you must prepare. Spiritually, a person has to prepare. But even physically, it is the duty of the Muslim ummah to prepare themselves physically. تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَكُمْ. That you, by preparing yourselves, then the enemies of Allah and your enemies, they will get fear and they will be created in their hearts. And many, many other people who you do not even never know. And whatever money you are spending to prepare in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. Allah will give you that money in full. Allah will recompense the person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the object of jihad is not just to fight. If people want to have peace, then make peace treaties with them. And put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they want to cause dhoka and deception to you, remember Allah is sufficient for you. Allah ta'ala will destroy those people. But you must. The object of jihad is because those people are trying to cause harm to Islam, to the people of Islam, to the message of deen. Islam wants to spread in the whole world, bring peace in the world. Those people who are a barrier, who are stopping it, because of that jihad has been stipulated in deen. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if they want to make peace, then a person must make peace. There is no problem with it at all. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, حَرِّذِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى الْقِتَالِ, encourage the believers to fight. And in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the test of iman was very, very severe. Allah ta'ala says, إِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ عِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ يَخْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْن. If there are 20 of you people, they will be able to overcome 200. What they say, the ulama say, that one sahabi had to face 10 people also. He could not, it was not permissible for him to flee from the battlefield. If there was one sahabi against 25 people, then it was permissible for him to go back for help and to get assistance. But if there was 1 to 10, a sahabi, he could not turn away from the battlefield, he had to stand and fight there. This was the high level of iman which Allah Ta'ala had given them. But Allah says, الآن خفف الله عنكم. Today Allah has made it easy for you people. And Allah knows that there are weakness is amongst you people. Your iman is not at the level of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. Today the masala is one against two. If one Muslim is standing and there are two kuffar in the battlefield, is that permissible for a person to turn back? Yes, if there is 1 to 3, then it's permissible for a person to go back to get help and assistance. But if there are only 2 people, it's not permissible for a person to go back. And Allah Ta'ala says, Wallahumma asfabirin. Remember, Allah is with those who have got the quality of sabr. Even though the Muslims are small in number, but they have got the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the great virtues of the muhajirin and ansar, those who had left their homes for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who had given them place in their own homes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are friends of one another. Ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa. They are the ones who have got true iman, and Allah has given them great promises in this world. The next surah is called Surah Tawbah. And in this surah, the one feature is, there is no Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim written there. Ulama say one reason is that 114 surahs in the Quran, every other surah is called Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, where the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is mentioned. In this one surah, Allah has not mentioned His mercy, because in this, many, many laws of jihad are mentioned. And Allah's anger upon the munafiqin, hypocrites, become very, very clear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares that He is completely free from those people who have broken their pacts and promises with the Muslim people, who are trying to cause harm to the Muslim people. And so the laws of jihad are mentioned in great detail here. This shows the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 114 surahs, 113 of them start off with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalabat rahmati, my rahmat, Allah ta'ala's rahmat overcomes Allah's anger. Only one surah is showing the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 113 surahs are showing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time of Hajj, you must go to Makkah Mukarramah, and all the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers, explain to them now, whatever pacts we had made in the past, it will be broken after a few months. They must leave Makkah Mukarramah. Now this will be a place of Islam, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, where only Muslim people will be living. And they must go out, because they had caused great harm to Islam, the message of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that how can we have a pact with these people, when many times they broke their pacts. They did not care about family ties also. They did not care about their pacts. And they say certain things with their mouth, but their hearts are not prepared to accept it. They will try to cause harm to the Muslim people. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam banished them from Makkah Mukarramah. And if after that they have to accept Iman, they perform Salah, they give their Zakat, then they are your brothers in deen. Hold them to your bosoms. But after that, again, if they break their pacts and promises with you, and they turn away from Islam, then you fight with them, and you make jihad against them. And especially the A'immatul Kufr, the leaders of Kufr, those who are the leaders, they are the troublemakers, and they will try to cause great harm to the Muslim people. So you must completely destroy them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that one important place when a person is making jihad is the masjid. The masjid is the place where a person will get his spiritual power. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدُ اللَّهِ. The only people who will make abad, who will populate the masjid, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, the day of Qiyamah. Ulama say for this reason, that you see a person, it comes in certain narrations, that a person who is always in the masjid, he's always performing his salah, he's particular with his 5 times namaz, and even more than that, he's in the masjid making tilawat of Quran. And this is a sign that a person has got the iman in him. Because Allah says, the only people who will populate the masjids of Allah, the houses of Allah, are those who believe in Allah, the day of Qiyamah. They perform their salah, they give their zakat, and they only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but despite staying in the masjid, they don't regard this as the only thing. The jihad and fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much, much more superior. لا يستوون عند الله. Those who are only remaining in the masjid and they are not sacrificing their lives, they can never ever be equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even your own parents and your own brothers, do not take them as friends if they prefer kufr over iman. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُ مِنْكُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. If you become their bosom friends, then you are a zalim, you are an oppressor. What this means? Islam does not prohibit a person, his parents are not Muslims, but if they are fighting against Islam, then a person must always take the part of Islam. And a person must show good akhlaq, character, that's very, very, very important. But to become bosom friends of them, for example, to attend their janazah, to attend their functions, etc., and to have their telling the secrets of the Muslim people, to have that kind of love for them, this is completely prohibited in Islam, because this now is showing you've got more allegiance to your parents, your brothers, your family members, than to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that normally there are many, many factors which prevent a person from going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it's your parents, sometimes it's your children, sometimes it's your brothers, your wives, your family members, the money which you have earned, watijaratun, your business deals which you fear will go down if I go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the beautiful houses which you have made. If all of these things, these eight things, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, it's more beloved to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that time, jihad was farz upon the Muslim people. It was compulsory for them to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hijrat also was compulsory. It was farz ayn. In actual fact, it was an alamat and a sign of iman. If a person did not go for hijrat, he wasn't regarded as a Muslim also. So Allah ta'ala says, this is for the farz, jihad in the path of Allah. If these eight groups, if they are more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul and making jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wait for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when jihad becomes farz, then any of these factors, it cannot prevent a person from going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must give preference to going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise the punishment of Allah ta'ala will come upon the people. Allah ta'ala says, even if your numbers are small, don't worry, Allah's help will come to you. You mustn't have get pride because of your big numbers. In the battle of Hunayn, the Muslim people had big numbers, so that a bit of pride came into them. You've got big numbers, Allah's help went away from the Muslims. They suffered a slight defeat in the beginning, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and assistance came to them. So don't think because of your numbers you will be successful. You will only be successful with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people must not follow the fake ulama, the ulama is too, and the fake Sufis, ruhban, those who are eating the wealth of people and preventing people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, and they are not, they want to just store money. The object of life is money. A person must be very, very careful who he follows in life also. And when a person will store that money, not giving zakat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this money will be taken. فَتُقْوَى بِيَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ, it will be taken and branded on his forehead and on his side and on his back. And it will be said to a person, this is what you will say for yourself. Now taste the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the months of the year which Allah ta'ala has made for the mujahideen, especially 4 months of the year. Allah has given them rest. They must not fight in those months unless the kuffar attack. At that time they can defend themselves, but they should not make jihad in those 4 months. It's a time of resting for them to learn the laws of deen at that time, and for them to prepare themselves spiritually, mentally, physically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you are not prepared to have the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't worry, Allah doesn't need you. فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ, Allah had Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was alone. He went to, for hijrat. He was holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Allah ta'ala says his help came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this surah, in this ayat, Allah mentions the great virtues of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, which the ulama have taken out one ayat, but so many different virtues of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu have been mentioned in this ayat here. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about 5 reasons why the munafiqeen and hypocrites were not prepared to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One very, very big examination in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the battle of Tabuk. It was extremely hot. All the dates had ripened, and now they were commanded to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would lose their entire crop, and the heat was very intense, and the distance was very, very far. And there were many, many Muslim people. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't have even noticed if some people were not there in that battlefield, going out for the battle of Tabuk. But so Allah ta'ala had commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu to go out. There was a very, very big army of Muslim people, and they had gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were many, many munafiqs and hypocrites who were not prepared to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah in great detail mentions the reasons why they are not going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these about 5 reasons Allah ta'ala mentions here. One was, they had no reason at all. Just they said, oh, Nabi of Allah made stupid reasons. We'll go there, we'll see the own woman, we'll fall in love with them, and then we'll fall into big fitna, so we don't want to go. Some of them it was because of money. They were not prepared to give money in the path of Allah. They will lose out money. That's why Allah mentions the law of zakat here. You must spend your zakat in the path of Allah. Which groups you must give to? Spend your money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will take out the love of wealth from a person. Some people said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he just listens to any excuse, huwa udhun, his ears. You tell him anything, it's very, very easy to get out of him. So different people came in different ways, and the munafiqs and hypocrites. And they made excuses with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them, he just listened to what they said, and then many of them stayed behind. Besides three Sahaba radiallahu anhum, inshallah tomorrow we will discuss, they also stayed behind. They were sincere Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and how Allah ta'ala eventually forgave them. So anyhow, Allah ta'ala mentions the qualities of the munafiqs here. And this actually, this surah opens up the munafiqs and the Muslims. Allah made a complete differentiation between the two groups. And it is by means of jihad that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differentiated that between the Sahaba and the munafiq. If a person asks you, how do you know that this person is a Sahabi or is a munafiq? Maybe he was a munafiq, like the Shia say. So the answer to it is in the Quran Sharif, Allah has declared that those people who are taking part in the jihad, they are definitely Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And Allah has mentioned, Allah has forgiven them, Allah has given them this rank, Allah has given them this status. So till the day of Qiyamah, no one can ever put a finger on Sahaba radiallahu anhu that this wasn't a Sahabi. Jihad was the differentiating factor between iman and kufr. This showed exactly what was the person's iman, the level of iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, the munafiqeen are such, they are friends of one another. They command people towards evil, and they prevent them from good. And they hold their hands back. They are not prepared to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have forgotten Allah. Allah has forgotten them. On the other hand, and Allah has promised Jahannam for them. On the other hand are the believers. They are friends of one another. They command one another towards righteousness. Prevent one another from evil. Perform salah. Give zakat. And they obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's special help will come upon these people. And Allah has given them in this world. And in Jannah, Allah ta'ala has promised in the highest levels of Jannah. Coming to the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this munafiqin, if they are, when they pass away and their nifaq is established, then O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't even stand and make janazah namaz for them. Do not even stand by their qabrs. They are the disbelievers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have passed away in this condition. If they've got a lot of wealth, a lot of children, don't become surprised by it. Allah wants to punish the people by means of these things in this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here that there are certain people, however, who want to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are some people who will make excuses. Those who will make excuses, they will come to you with funny, funny things. Eventually they will get a punishment. But there are certain Sahaba radiallahu anhum who came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they were crying. تَوَلَّوْا أَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يَنْفِقُونَ They never have any means at all to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They came crying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says there is no blame upon such people. They are still true believers. They have got the quality of iman. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the people of iman also. We have got the qualities of jazba, of spending in the path of Allah ta'ala, sacrificing our lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many, many people say that we wish we were Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The examinations and tests which Sahaba radiallahu anhum were of a very, very high level. If we were there in that time, maybe we would not have passed the examination. We would have been amongst the people of the munafiqin and hypocrites. So Allah Ta'ala protected us because of the weakness of our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true iman. Let us live with iman and die with iman.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We are reading from the virtues of dhikr. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من عجز منكم عن الليل أن يكابده وبخل بالمال أن ينفقه وجبن عن العدو أن يجاهده فليكثر ذكر الله رواه الطبراني حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہم سے نقل کیا ہے وہ فرماتے ہیں کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ارشاد ہے کہ جو تم میں سے عاجز ہو راتوں کو محنت کرنے سے اور بخل کی وجہ سے مال بھی خرچ نہ کیا جاتا ہو یعنی نفلی صدقات اور بزدلی کی وجہ سے جہاد میں بھی شرکت نہ کر سکتا ہو اس کو چاہیے کہ اللہ کا ذکر کثرت سے کیا کرے Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever amongst you is too weak to bear the strain of keeping awake at night in worship, is too miserly to spend his wealth in Allah's path, and is too cowardly to take part in jihad, is advised to practice the dhikr of Allah jalla jalaluhu in great abundance. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever amongst you is too weak to bear the strain of keeping awake at night in worship, is too miserly to spend his wealth in Allah's path, and is too cowardly to take part in jihad, is advised to practice the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in great abundance. Keeping this in mind, the virtues that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, we should sit and make dhikr with concentration. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و غل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غير سعب الكله اتجاه نذل توهي تو آي نذل ديكون جدل لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گئے بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دو ہم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فن یاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تاند میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس ٹانڈ میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا الہی عطا ذر درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اتا امرکم میر امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا لا إله إلا الله 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 اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے، اللہ جل جلالہ، اللہ 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 الله الله ايش شيرين استنا شير شكر ميش وجانم تمام الله 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 إذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب الله ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم افتح أقفى على قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين